This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Andre Kalantzopoulos, who is the CEO of Philip Morris International. How are you?
Very good, thank you, and thank you for having me to the podcast.
And, Andre, you joined Philip Morris in 1985.
Yes.
It was a very different company then than it is today. Talk about what the company was then and what the company is today.
Well, if I take a very shortcut, it used to be a 100% cigarette company, and today it is a company that has set a new mission, is to replace cigarettes with reduced-risk products that are a better alternative for the men and women who smoke around the world. And that's certainly considered as a bold decision, but I consider it a very logical decision, because when you have a product that everybody knows and you recognize it causes disease and premature deaths, the first thing is, as soon as you can, you set up all the capabilities to develop products that are vastly better for the people that don't quit. And then we set up the ability to assess them, pharmatype in clinical and preclinical. And when we felt ready that we have the right product that has the ability to move people out of cigarettes, because this is not an easy task, and we had the science behind, then we said we go all in and change the trajectories as soon as possible.
So let's talk 2013, when you became CEO. Mm-hmm. What was the state of Philip Morris at that point?
Well, you know, Philip Morris was doing very well and growing, if we look at financial indicators. But until then, all the R&D work that I have described was a separate team. Of course, the company knew that the products are in preparation. It was excitement. But the real time is when you go to market with the new products. And I can't say we were absolutely ready for this as a company, because we had made certain assumptions how this is going to work, but somehow it was a minimum viable product we came up with the right science, but not the full customer experience preparation. You know, cigarettes, like many other FMCG products, very transactional product. The consumer goes to a retailer, buys the product, goes, and that ends the transaction. And many of these new products we have in the portfolio have electronics, have the ability to have connectivity, require customer care post-sales. They require a lot of time with the customer to understand what this product does that is better for them, but also what it doesn't, because it is addictive still and has some risk, is not a zero risk. How to use it, because it's much more complicated in terms of ritual. And then follow the smoker that has bought this product for at least 2 to 3 weeks, so they don't fall back to cigarettes. So, and then once they have fully switched to this product, you need the after service care. For that, for us, this was all new. It was life sciences, electronics, own retail stores, different routes to market, and a consumer experience that has to be seamless throughout the journey. So it's a complete transformation.
Absolutely. So how do you do that? Because you're talking about people, and I think there's 1.1 billion smokers.
Correct.
In the world, right? So you're talking about people. Now they have to learn how to use the electronics. How do you go about communicating this, getting the market to understand this, having people execute on this? There's so many moving pieces.
Well, just to put it in context, in general, I would say, when you lead a company, and I'm not the only CEO in the world that faces these situations, one thing I would say is, there are very few products we make or services we provide that do not have an impact either on people or the environment.
That's a very good point.
And sometimes, you know, I would say we're afraid, although people know in general, because there is a lot of literature, NGOs, and things are out talking about these things. We assume sometimes that if we, as a company, say the same thing to consumers, somehow they will change their views. And actually, my experience is that nothing changes. But this is important, because then you can tell your own organization, your consumers, that yes, I know this, there is this impact, but I'm working on it, and then you can set up your R&D and capabilities to address the problem. And I found it a liberating moment for us. Now, clearly you need to build new capabilities, to our point. And you will not know, at least in my case, the exact gap you have until you are really in the market with the product or the service. In our case, with the reduced risk products. We had worked a lot preparing, okay, we have to deal with all these things I said, new scientific capabilities, new way to market, different customer care, and so on. But it's only when you are in real world that you learn. And then you have to adjust very quickly. And if I look in retrospective, it took us some time to learn. We should have waited, or could. But if you are not in the real world, you will not learn and you cannot correct. And I think I'm very glad that we took the decision in 2016 to go all in and say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to replace the existing product as soon as possible with the new products that are better for the consumers. However, you know, and we'll do it 100%. There is no way back. There is no maybe, because that's the way for the organization to believe you. Otherwise, it doesn't work. And also for the external world to believe. Because I have to say, in our case, yes, you can do everything as a company to create the new products, to put the services together, but we're a regulated industry. Today, many of the products we have, especially if they contain tobacco, they are regulated in many countries like cigarettes. So there is also an enormous regulatory effort that has to be produced to, you know, convince the governments and the regulators to adapt the rules of the game and regulatory frameworks to the new situation. We all know that innovation is rarely preceded by the right regulation. So the first bucket of work is the product, the service, the consumer experience in innovation. The second is the regulatory framework that sometimes we try to resist, but sometimes we need. And the third is how your organization delivers on the first two. Because if my ambition is, and our company's ambition is, to shift people as soon as possible, we also need the right regulatory effort. Because with this effort, you can do things much faster. Okay? The internal transformation bit is sometimes the most complex one. The first thing is to know what you don't know. And in very mature companies that have less innovation, on very slow changes in innovation, management, as you grow through the ranks, knows more than the newcomers, because it's the same product, very little innovation. So your employees turn to you very often in a more hierarchical model, mm-hmm, to hear from you what your opinion is and how they should do things. And now, in our case, we move to 5-6 new things. I said life sciences, electronics, digital, own stores, where none of us knows how to answer the questions. But you know how to ask the question. And then you hire the right people in order to give the answers. And that's the most difficult part. Because very often we believe internally that our people will learn. But without sufficient number of expertise coming from outside, the people that stay will not learn, or it will take you too much time, and then your competitiveness, of course, will not be the same.
So we're about to take a break, and if you could sum up in one sentence, because we have 30 seconds before break, what is the most important word to you in transforming a company? You could pick just one word. What is that?
Consistency.
I like that. And on that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about your personal journey in this, and we're going to talk about the different products and the future, okay, of the cigarette and the smokeless world. Back in a few. Mm-hmm.
This is Robert Reese. We're here today with Ralph De La Vega, CEO of AT&T Mobility. You did a merger of 60,000 employees in 19 days. Talk about that.
The DOJ and the FCC gave us the approval on October the 26th. We had to get the companies to operate as one by November the 15th, right before the heavy Thanksgiving holidays, which is when sales activity picks up for wireless in the fourth quarter. So we had to make a call. Can we merge these two companies? Can these people act as one? 60,000 people in 19 days, even though we didn't know each other. Our chief executive at the time, Stan Sigmund, asked me, Ralph, do you think you can do it? I said, 19 days, but not a minute less.
The analyst said it wouldn't work.
Not only did we do the merger in 19 days, but in the critical fourth quarter, when the analyst said that we were going to lose lines, we had a record number of customer additions in the fourth quarter. In fact, we had the largest number of customer net additions in the history of wireless in the fourth quarter for the U.S.
Thanks, Ralph. This is Robert Reese. Today we spoke with Ralph De La Vega of AT&T Mobility about how having the right plan and a passionate team can accomplish what others say can't be done. Tomorrow we'll talk with Ralph about the future of mobility.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show. We're back with Andre, and Andre, you are the CEO of Philip Morris International. There is rumor, and I'm not sure, but that you actually yourself as CEO, you quit smoking yourself. Is that true?
Well, I used to smoke cigarettes. I switched to our new products.
What year?
Probably 6.5 years ago, because I had the privilege to have the first prototype you could carry with you out of the labs. So I was the first one by definition to switch.
So that's good. What was the experience like for you personally doing that?
That's a very good question. Actually, it takes 1 to 2 weeks mm-hmm. of not going back to cigarettes
mm-hmm.
Because these products are reduced risk, but at the same time, they have not the same taste as a cigarette. By the sheer fact that you eliminate a lot of the toxicants as a carcinogen, some of them have taste and aromas.
It's like we're in New York now, and the water tastes the best of any city because there's so much pollution in the water.
You think so?
Because yeah,
I find a lot of chlorine in the water, but that's okay. But you can use to the taste.
But keep going. So okay. What product did you go to?
Okay, I went to a product that heats tobacco. We also have other products, like people are more familiar in our audience here with e-vapor products mm-hmm. and pure nicotine products. But when you heat tobacco, you still have the nicotine and a lot of the taste of a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
So you are the closest possible to the taste of a cigarette.
Mm-hmm. But they remove the tar, right?
Tar is the wrong measure, because tar is just what solid you find. But it doesn't matter. The reality is, the problem in cigarettes is not nicotine, because it's the least of an issue in terms of creating disease or premature death. Nicotine is addictive. But it's the delivery method. It's the fact that we burn organic matter like tobacco at high degrees of temperature that creates the smoke and the toxicants. And if you eliminate combustion and you just heat tobacco or a liquid like an e-vapor, then you have a very dramatic decrease in the toxicants, in our case, of the heated tobacco product we call IQOS, 90% to 95%, depending on what list of toxicants you compare, which is very substantial compared to a cigarette. So the whole secret here is to develop a portfolio of products, none of which pyrolyzes or combusts.
And how does someone know which product to take? You have 4 or 5 different products there.
Yes, but okay, we commercialize different products different places. Mm-hmm. Clearly, because I personally believe, and we are convinced based on research with consumers, that the heated tobacco product has the highest ability to switch mm-hmm. smokers out of cigarettes, and actually does, because 70 to 80%, depending on the country, of the people that buy IQOS, the heated tobacco product, fully switch out of cigarettes, which is extremely high. We are at 20 to 25% for the best e-vapor products.
So
a consumer has to choose at the mm-hmm. end of the day, up to it. And sometimes you see some of the consumers use a heated tobacco product several times per day, but then they can use an e-vapor product in other situations. So it's consumer choice, but you have to educate the people who smoke on how to choose, and then they make up their minds and their own taste.
So I'm going to go into a really important question, which is your advice to CEOs on transforming an organization. Because here you took Philip Morris, known completely for cigarettes, and now saying we're going to have a cigarette-free world, what we're doing. What is your advice to CEOs about transforming an organization?
Well, who am I to give advice? I can give some observations.
Fair enough.
I think the first thing is not to, when you one wants to have a change of that magnitude,
mm-hmm.
is to be crystal clear to the organization that this is the purpose, and we will not deviate from that purpose. No matter what, we will correct, we'll adjust, but that's where we go. And be very consistent in the message. And then, of course, give the means to the people to do it, because, you know, you can preach, but you have to give also the resources, and that's what we've done. We put in incremental resources, and at the same time, we shifted money from our existing cigarette business to the new business, to the extent that in the markets where the products are in, was 46 markets, not everywhere yet in the world, 80 to 90% of the entire commercial spending, marketing, sales, everything, is on these products. And I think that's the best demonstration, both internally and externally, that you put your money where your mouth and your ambition and your wishes are. So, it's because to transform an organization, you need very clear signals. I don't believe that by declaring cultural change, you change a company. What you do is you change the context. You need the way people work together. How you make decisions. How much authority you give to the frontline people to make the quick, what I call high frequency, sometimes low impact decisions, but very important. And all this is not happening by declaring it. It's happening by actually making it happen, by changing the ways you work, as I said, all these things. So it's very practical very often. And the second thing is focus enormously the organization on the consumer journey. Because what I observed in Philip Morris, because we had a very mature product with little change, people were, I would say, a lot management focused rather than consumer focused. And it's easy to say, but not easy to achieve. So, but the moment you go into real-time interaction with consumers, and thank God today we have digital tools to do it, okay, very limited in our case in certain places, but you still can, then you have real interaction, then obviously consumers start driving your decisions and you start shift the organization. And then replace the people. First of all, bring expertise in the areas that you don't have. So you have to know what you don't know and be very honest about that at every leadership level of the organization.
So I want to, you've 2 minutes left. I want to ask, you've, let's say, about 81,000 people, about $27 billion in revenue. What is on your dashboard as the most important elements of leadership that you focus on a daily basis?
Well,
it's a massive organization.
I don't have a dashboard with leadership points, to tell you the truth. What I perceive my role is exactly what we were discussing 2 minutes ago, is to make sure that the context of the organization is there. For example, we're moving into a project-based organization because of the complexity of the issues we have to face. Role modeling top-down is the most important thing. And I think we're learning every day. We're far from achieving where we would like to be. But every day is a moment of victory because you see you're progressing. And when you hear it from your own people and from the consumers, that's the biggest reward you can have.
And there you have it. And anyone thinking about transformation, think about the first word, consistency. But another interesting word you heard from Andre is context. A pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you. Pleasure being here.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids.
makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
We'll be right back.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Lior Roussi. How are you, Lior?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Robert, for having me here.
And it's interesting that Lior is here now, because I met Lior, in full disclosure, maybe about 6-7 years ago. I used to run this customer experience conference, not run as the moderator, for the conference board. And every year, Lior would be a speaker, and every year, pretty much, you'd get the highest ratings. They rated everything 1 to 5. You did all fives. The audience loved you. But in those days, your company was about 15 people. It was really small, and you were always the expert on customer experience. But since then, you have been, I think it's something like 6 years in a row on the Inc. 5000 list.
Right.
So now you have a really big company, international company.
That's correct. Yeah, we've grown the business very well, and I think it's thanks to the clients who saw the value, and we were able to create impact for them.
So let's start off with the word customer experience. Everyone has their own definition for it, and this has been your space. You've written 8 books on this. What is the true definition of customer experience?
So you're absolutely right, Robert. I mean, a lot of people are associating customer experience with just customer service or being nice to people and just treating them with a smile. Where in reality, from a customer perspective, customer experience is the sum total of everything you do for them. Your product, your service, your solution, the way you solve problems when they occur, it's the sum total of your value to customers, the way the customer is experiencing it, as opposed to the way you deliver it.
And Peter Drucker always said famously, like, the purpose of a business is delivering for the customer.
It's about acquiring the customer and retaining the customer. But somehow, you know, when we get successful, we forget about it, or we take our success for granted and we sit on our laurels. And customer experience is also a moving target, because whatever excited your customers yesterday is now being taken for granted, and tomorrow will probably be annoying. So you can't be using the same customer experience. You need to constantly evolve it, because, you know, the interesting thing when people come to me and say, you know, we want to improve the customer experience, I always ask them, what problem are you trying to solve? What's the business problem? And very quickly, after they talk about customer satisfaction scores or whatever, they realize the truth. And the truth is, they are losing relevance to their customers.
Relevance
to customers.
The moment, is that because of the digital world? Is it because of the Amazons of the world? Why is it?
It's because you are probably selling them something that's less exciting than from the first time you've delivered. So you develop something, and let's take an example. Motorola invented their cell phone in 1983, Dynatec 8000X. At that time, all the rage, we paid $3,500 for that brick. Remember, with a battery life of 1 hour. You needed to have 2 luggages to go to the airport, one for your phone and one for that. And the interesting thing is that Motorola produced the same exact model for 11 years. It's inconceivable. But 11 years, they took their success, and they stretched it, and they stretched it, and they stretched it. And what was once exciting kind of became eventually boring and eventually annoying, and we all know that Motorola is no longer in the business because they took their success for granted. So what was relevant at one time became very irrelevant and actually annoying at a certain time.
So you're in a unique perch because you're dealing, as you've said in the past, on the other side of the rainbow. You see what companies are doing. What is the biggest mistake that companies are making, why they're not getting a better customer experience?
So, first of all,
what's at the core of it, really?
Sure. At the core of it is a structural design. Companies today are designed to take one product and repeatedly delivering it to all customers in the same way. They are not treating different customers differently. They are not acknowledging the emotional state of the customer. So if I sell you, for example, a candle, you'll say it's a wax with a string, right? But I need to know, is it for a funeral or for a birthday? It's going to be a totally different product and a totally different engagement. So if I'm selling you a product without the context of the customer, what we are actually trying to do is basically force the customer to accept a one-size-fits-all solution, as opposed to coming from a customer perspective and saying, what exactly do you need and how is it going to be helpful for you? So let me give you an interesting example, because we deal a lot with change management. We did a lot of work on diabetes for some of the drug manufacturers, and we came across a very interesting stat. 85% of the people who receive their first insulin prescription do not fulfill it. They don't tell anyone about it, their physician doesn't know about it, but they do not fulfill it. And then the question is, why not? And the answer is, diabetes, apparently, from a customer standpoint, is a socially oriented disease. What do I mean by that? Patients are feeling that the society and their family judge them, that they brought it upon themselves. that they didn't eat right, that they didn't exercise, and so on and so forth.
Interesting.
So they believe that the moment they're going to fulfill the first prescription, they're accepting that guilt, they're accepting that judgment, and that is their social context. Now, a drug manufacturer will say, look, that's not my job. My job is to have the chemical compounds or the insulin so they can go and take care of themselves. But if you want to maximize your revenue from customers, you cannot afford customers not getting treated. And 85%. And what is the issue? The issue is not the product. The issue is emotional. So understanding the emotional context of your customers is very critical to being able to be customer experience and deliver to them. One of the projects that you know that I've worked on is Mercedes-Benz. And one of the big insights that we told Mercedes, you're going about it in all the wrong way because no one needs a Mercedes-Benz. And they said, seriously? I said, yes, no one needs it. It's not a need. It's not a need to get from point A to point B. I can get a Hyundai or a Kia to do just the job. And they said, so what are you saying? I said to them, it's an emotional purchase and you're selling it like it's a rational decision. It's an emotional purchase. And one of the tricks that we added to that, for example, when you go into a dealership, they start the conversation by saying, when did you see your first Mercedes? Who drove it?
So you're getting them viscerally.
Exactly. Because that's where they're coming from. And if you're going to start talking to them about engine and all these other things, like you're belittling the dream. You're belittling the emotional celebration that I bring to the table. So for companies to move to customer experience...
That's right. And, you know, my grandfather only drove Mercedes-Benz, and that's why I loved it. And if someone asked me that, it would have hit me.
And we have that all the time. And when you start getting into that emotional place, by the way, it's very easy to justify the price because you cannot put a price on a priceless emotion.
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who are reinventing the fabric of America. We're here today with Lior Arousi, who's the founder and CEO of Strativity, probably the fastest-growing customer experience consultancy company in the world. So let's talk CEOs.
Sure.
What is the CEO's role in driving customer experience, and what do CEOs not know that they should know about customer experience?
So the first thing that we ask CEOs is to recognize that the power exists outside of their office. And in fact, every organization is the sum total of their employees' decisions. So Susie from accounting, the way she's going to conduct herself, the way she's going to align herself, and her and the 10,000 people who are working for you, is exactly where the sum total of your brand equity, your relevance comes to life. And I'll give you a very simple example. On April 7, 2017, we've all heard the same story, but in a twisted way. So on that day, tens of thousands of employees of United performed beautifully, and hundreds of thousands of passengers of United arrived to their destination. But you didn't hear any of that. All you heard is the one case in Chicago O'Hare, where a passenger was asked to be removed from the flight to Louisville, and he refused, and then the United employee called the police, they dragged him through the aisles, and, you know, and we all heard, on that case, by the way, United lost 6% of market cap on that decision. This is the power of the individual. And the CEO, Oscar Muniz, cannot be in every conversation, yet he's dependent on 80,000 or 100,000 employees to do the right thing. So the first thing that CEOs need to understand, the power of defining your strategy and the execution of it is in the hands of your people. You're the sum total of your people's decision. And by the way, you cannot force someone to smile sincerely. You can force them to smile, but not sincerely. Sincerely is a personal choice, which means in the new world...
That's a great point.
Yeah. In the new world, when you want your employees to care, to be creative, to demonstrate leadership, thinking out of the box, all these things, you can put KPIs on it. You can put KPIs on creativity, yet you are dependent on it. So the first realization as a CEO is your world needs to be structured to ask yourself, how do I motivate and execute a world, a culture in which all of my employees are choosing to deliver the best.
What is the website if anyone wants to look up Strativity?
Strativity.com is the first destination. Within that, you'll see some more information about my new book, Next Is Now, which is also on the website. And
what's next? You have about 30 seconds left. What is Next Is Now about?
Next Is Now is about the new critical core competence of organization, which is change resilience, the scope and speed in which you adapt to change. If you do that well, you are ready for the future. And if not, you're holding yourself back from the future.
And on that note, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about change resilience. But the real question I'm going to ask Lior is, how do you turn around an entire culture of 10, 20,000 people so it's customer-centric? Back in a few.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Lior Arousi, who is the founder and CEO of Strativity. I believe it is the fastest growing customer experience company globally. So now we talked about the CEO's role. Now we're going to go into how they turn around the culture. But first I want to ask you, how well do CEOs see their whole company? What could CEOs do to better see their company?
So, we've all seen Undercover Boss and all these other methods that some CEOs are trying to do that. Some of them are doing surveys. But I think they need to start with a very simple realizations, or two. First, many of them belong to a certain era and now are leading millennials who belong to a totally different era. So it's like you are transplanting capabilities that are not always suitable, and we need to be aware of that. Second, I always tell my employees I have a little handicap as a CEO. I never know if my jokes are funny or not, because I don't know if they are laughing because I'm the CEO or because they're funny. And of course, they reassure me that I'm funny, but that only reinforces my concerns that maybe I'm not that funny and they're just doing it. They're just too fast to say that. I think a CEO needs to understand culture is what happens when they leave the room. Mm-hmm. Culture is not what they're seeing. And culture is what drives the actual behaviors in the organization. People do what the culture says. There are ingrained beliefs which leads to behaviors. And those are the ones that are making people make those choices. Because I'll give you, if we just tap into the example of United that I mentioned before, that employee could very easily call Uber, put that customer in an Uber car straight home because it's a flight from Chicago to Louisville. It will cost her less than what she paid the customer. Yet, at the same time, she didn't make that choice. Why? It was a cultural decision. A culture that brought her to make that decision. So the CEOs need to understand, A, I need to have a better grasp of what my real culture is like, and I need somebody who will tell me that to my face and not, beat around the bushes and tell me what I want to hear. And I need to understand that I need new skill sets in order to lead the new generation, because my tools, what I've seen from my manager 20, 30 years ago, is not going to work. We're dealing with Gen Y, which I call them Gen Y as the question, not Gen Y as the letter. And with that, I'm including all the cynics.
Gen Y, W-H-Y.
Yeah. And I'm including that. So
first time I've heard that.
Yeah, Gen Y is not an age group. It's an attitude. And within that, I'm including all the cynical people in your organization, Mr. CEO, who are sitting there and saying, why should I bother? Why should I do any of that? That's what's holding organizations from moving forward.
Okay, so now let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What are the steps that a CEO should actually go through to build their culture so everyone is truly focused on the customer experience?
So we always talk about accountability, and we try to put a whole bunch of accountability tools out there to hold people accountable. We're actually approaching it differently. We see a massive failure of strategic changes taking place. We have done a research with Harvard Business Review, benchmarked 422 companies. When we asked them, how successful are you with your change in strategies? 9% said they were successful.
Nine.
Whatever, Mr. CEO, your strategies for 2019, there is a 1 in 10 chances that you'll be successful. So you may want to throw away your typical change management tools and strategy activation tools and ask yourself what we're going to do differently. And this is how we approach it. We have a 5-step approach where, first and foremost, we're actually simulating the CEO's decision to every employee. Every employee needs to understand what are the trends, and they need to come to terms with, are we going to do it or not?
So you're going to get every single employee every to somehow employee. Think how the CEOs.
How? We have workshops that are designed exactly around that called mm-hmm. Future Ready Workshops, mm-hmm. where we take the context and first put the employees in that context uh-huh. and having them rationally understand that. Then the next blocker is the emotional side. So we within the workshop, and we have some assessment tool that we just developed, we're actually helping employees understand where you stuck emotionally. And in the book, by the way, there is a quick questionnaire you can answer and assess yourself as well. After that, we're doing the understanding of what is my real role. And what we are doing is what we call the big split between the impact I make and the process I use. And we help employees understand they are not defined by the process or by the tools, but rather by the impact they make. So if you are a banker who help people get their mortgage and live the American dream and own their first house, it doesn't matter if you use Abacus or you're using an iPad. You're still that same person who made an impact. So by splitting the impact from the process, we help employees raise their definition of who they are to be impact creators, and by that creating flexibility and resilience to change the tools as they come and to change the technologies as they come. The second thing that we do right after that is actually role playing. Because oftentimes I can understand it logically or cerebrally, but until I actually practice it and see how it's going to work in real life, I'm going to be restrained or conditioned not to do it. So step four in our process is that, and then step five is all about starting to experiment with changes in small ways, so your muscle of change resilience will start be practice. You know, start
building
be ready.
Up a muscle.
I'm building a muscle, because in the past, change or transformation was a one-time event. Our claim is change now happens all the time. It's no longer an event. So you need to practice that muscle not for a sprint but for a marathon.
So you're saying that the core competency people need is the ability to change. And it's not about the customer experience or anything, but it starts really with understanding the CEO's perspective so everyone can think at that level.
Correct. What we found to be very successful is elevating people to understand they're not doing it for the CEO or for the board or for the stockholders. They're doing it for the customer. So we're using the customer as the ultimate humanizer of the impact that we're
making. How do you get them to do that, though?
It's a beautiful way for them when we're starting. Remember how we talk about the emotional context? Mm-hmm. So when we actually immerse them in that emotional context and have them start understanding what is the real impact that they make on people, then all of a sudden starting to change. Let me give you an example.
And you've 2 minutes, about 3 minutes left.
Excellent. Let me give you a great example. So we work with Mercedes-Benz, as I mentioned to you, and we challenge employees, focus on the emotional context and focus on the power you do have. And within that, see what you can do. And we challenge them to go and create stories. A customer calls in and he says, I'm bringing my car for service and I would like a loaner. And he said, great, thank you for calling, we'll get you a loaner. He said, no, I want an S-Class. Now, in the old way, the service consultant will say, nice try, there are no S-Classes in the loaner fleet because they're the most expensive. Instead, he's going for the emotion. He's saying, sir, are you celebrating something? Is there a real occasion? And he says,
what a difference.
And he says, wait. And he says to him, actually, I was diagnosed with cancer. I need to drive from Connecticut all the way to Sloan Kettering in New York. And the C-Class is not as stable as the S-Class. That's why I'm asking. He said to him, you know what, sir? Wait, let me see what I can do. Call him in an hour. He says, sir, when is your appointment? He says, 10 o'clock in New York City. I need the car to run 7. He says, 7 o'clock, we'll be at your house. He shows up with an S-Class. He didn't find an S-Class from the loaner, but he found it from certified pre-owned. So maybe a year old, but still an S-Class. Mm-hmm. And then he surprised the customer. And he says, sir, you're sitting in the back today. He brings a driver, food, refreshments, drive him all the way to Sloan Kettering, waiting outside for him, and drive him all the way back to Connecticut. The customer kept on crying, saying, my family doesn't have time to take me to the hospital, and my car dealership does? Now, that is not something you can script. That is something that when an employee feels a personal connection, they're going to make it happen. We created 5,000 stories like this in the first year of our program at Mercedes, and that's how you change culture.
Wow. On that note, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show, Leo.
Thank you very much for having me, Robert.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.